Father, just thank you for words seasoned with salt, as it were. Thank you that I am led by the Holy Spirit. He gives me utterance. Thank you that I speak things that pertain to people's lives. Thank you that I get to speak things that are in line with your will and your plan. And the things that you want done today get done. And I thank you, Father, that we are doers of the word and not just hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the Word this morning, and I started this teaching on Wednesday night, looking at it, and I got through one verse of Scripture, and then I left my notes, and I went all over the place, and it was really good, and I just wanted to start this morning at the end of the message, and we're going to cover it, but just going to talk about the Word of God, just God's Word, and how important it is. So Isaiah chapter 55, I want to read verse 10 through the end of the chapter. Isaiah 55, 10 through the end of the chapter. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, that it shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. How many of you know we're to be the recipients of God's word? Amen. He wants us to receive His Word and let His Word do what it says it will do. How many of you know? Okay, so we go ahead and receive the Word. We do verses 10 and 11. We let God's Word come into our heart. We let it have the impact. We let it flood our hearts. We let it renew our minds. Amen. How many just, you're like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Pastor. I'm letting God's Word get in my heart. I'm letting God's Word renew my mind. Okay, now, notice what happens when we do that. When we let God's Word accomplish what God wants it to do in our hearts and in our lives. Watch what happens then in verse 12. For you shall go out with joy. How many in here would like to go out with joy and be led forth with peace? Well, what comes prior to that? What comes prior to that is the entrance of God's Word into our heart and into our mind. And when I say with the entrance of God's Word, I'm talking about His written Word making its way into our heart and making its way into our minds. And I'm also talking about the Word that He speaks to you personally. The Word that He'll speak to you by way of the Holy Spirit that is for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we turn the... Nobody's in the sound booth. Just turn the TV off. Because you know what I'm watching? This is what I'm watching. It's like, well, I'm glad I'm here today. No. Everybody's looking at the TV. I'm competing with a blank screen. I wonder if I can win. I hope so. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, there's a little remote up there. Now they can't find the remote. Amen. How many of you have ever had that problem in your living room at home? In fact, I have a remote at home right now that I can't find. I have to get up and go push the buttons on the... Yeah, you're all enjoying that way too much. Woohoo! Glory to God. Amen. So, here we are. Amen. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth by peace. I tell you, how many of you want to go out by joy? Out with joy. Tell you what, get God's word in your heart. Receive His word. Take His word in. Take that written word and take that word that He speaks to you by way of the Holy Spirit. And that word by way of the Holy Spirit can come to you, Him just witnessing to your heart. Amen? And that word can come when he speaks a word to you through somebody else. It's just like last night, the Holy Spirit. How many of you know he wants to help in the little things? How many of you know God wants to help in the little things? Well, okay, here we go, Diana. We haven't been saying much, but here it goes now. Diana and I purchased a second piece of property. We found 5 acres of land out west of town, and we refinanced our house, and we purchased a second piece of property, and Gabriel and Charity are going to buy 2 acres of that 5 acres, and we've got a governor's house on it and needs some cleaning and work, and Vaughn's going to be living there this winter, and Isaac and Colleen are going to set their cabin up on it for a stretch of time. So it's already going to work. It's already getting used. But anyway, last night I was headed out there, and I was going to help Vaughn do some cleaning, and our shop vac was out there, but I brought it in for the car wash, and I was down here looking for some things and getting ready to leave, and it's like, grab the shop vac. Well, the shop vac was the first shop vac put away last night after we did all the cars. So it's the one that way in the back. It's the one that's buried. And I really don't want to take the energy to get the shop vac. I overheated yesterday. I got way too hot. I was having headaches, almost throwing up. I just got too hot in the sun, and I don't know how to slow down, don't know how to quit doing stuff like that. And so I didn't have a massive amount of energy, and I didn't want to dig that shop vac out. But I did. And my phone was not with me. And my son Vaughn tried to call me. Andy sent me a text. Andy tried to call his mom. You can tell that cell phones are really a top priority in our world. But anyway, he sent 2 texts. One of the texts said, "Dad, the mice are living in the insulation down in the basement. It's an unfinished basement. And we know there's mice. Nobody's been in the house for years." He goes, "I think we have to pull out all the insulation." Yes, we do. It's all coming out. There's not a lot of it. Not a big deal. And then the other thing he said was, "Please bring the shop back." Well, see, I didn't have my phone. I never saw that text. But the Holy Spirit knew that the shop back was needed. That word led forth with peace. Do you know how nice it was to drive up to the house out there? Vaughn walks out. Did you get my text? Nope. But guess what was in the back of my truck? The shop vac. Yay! Somebody go, yay! That's a big deal. Amen? For me, it mattered. It was nice. And if you just look at this, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all of the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree." You know what? Not having the shop back would have been a thorn. It would have been a thorn. Guess what? It was a voided thorn. Praise God. And you know what? Here I am praising God today. And I'm getting you guys to join me. Amen. Hallelujah. But what's so important? Receiving that word. Letting that word come in. Boy, when we let that word come into our lives, it changes how we go out. It changes the circumstances that our life could be impacted by. And things that might be a pain, we avoid. Just because of a simple word, grab the shop vac. I remember years ago when I was working in the woods logging, and God would help me logging. He'd help me doing, you know, my job. How many of you know he'll help us do what we're supposed to be doing? He'll help us all the time. And he spoke to my heart, and he said, "Throw in an extra chain for my chainsaw. Throw in an extra chain." Well, I didn't. And I got to work that day, and I'm cutting down some great big trees that make good money. I mean, some of those big trees for a logger would be like $50. And I love trees. Not because I got to cut them down and make money off of them. And yes, money does grow on trees. But simply because I think trees are gorgeous. I've got a book that someday maybe I'll write. And Sherry's offered to help me with it and stuff. So I ought to take advantage of, you know, the help that people. And it's just my life as a tree. But I'm getting way off track. Aren't you glad that I started with the end of my sermon? But where was I? Trees. Chainsaw. And I didn't throw the chain in that day. And this big, huge tree went the wrong way. Pinched my bar. I had a second bar, And what you're able to do, if you got a second bar and a second chain, you can take the head, you can take your chainsaw, the power part, off of the bar, put it onto the second bar, put it on with the second chain, and cut yourself out, basically. And I could have done it. The tree was going to fall into a wide open space. But what I had to do was go find the skidder operator, get the skidder operator to stop what he was doing, come all the way over to where I was, push the tree over, get my chain out, and then went back. I probably wasted an hour and a half of my time and about an hour of his time. What if I would have just put the extra chain in, like the Spirit of God said? It would have been just a much better deal. Amen? So, I want you to get a hold of this. Amen? How many of you just grabbing that? I'm going to take God's word in. I was going to read it again. I would like to go forth with peace. And go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Amen? Glory to God. So, now, having said that, go with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And you might want to put a marker in Joshua. We read this verse of Scripture, verse 8, and it just has stuck with me. Something has stuck with me ever since Wednesday. And God put it in there before Wednesday night service, but this just came off the page. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Do you see a same pattern here? What comes before good success and making your way prosperous? The receiving the word. Now notice something here. I want you to catch this. And then I had a little bit of fun with this. I think of Cindy Srinad when I think of this. You all get to be Joshua right now. Turn and look at someone and say, I'm Joshua. And now do this. Just realize that Moses has just died. And now God's talking to you. And God says to you, Joshua, I want you to pick up where Moses left off. And I want you to get these people into that promised land. So you're Joshua, and God has just said that to you. What might you say in response to God?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got the yes, sir.
Help.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any other people? How? Yeah. All of those things might come up. Dick, you missed that announcement earlier. Yeah, we found the culprit. You remember that one song that wasn't working right? There he is, right there. We found him. So I think for Joshua, it could have been how. Has anybody in here ever had God tell you to do something and you balked at it? Anybody? Is there anybody in here and you had God share with you, he wanted you to do something? How did I want to put this? Is there anyone that has never said no? Is there anybody in here that has never said how? Is there anyone in here who never said, are you crazy? Me? I can't do that. I think probably all of us at some point in time have said how. How? God, how do I do that? I can't do that. I can't do that. You know what? A great place to be at times is where you can't, but you and he together can. I like being together. I like being together with my wife. I like to being together with you guys. I like being together with my family. I like being together with God. I like doing things together. You and God together can. So without him, yeah. It's not shocking. We can't. There's so much we can't. But with him we can. And we might say how. And we have said how. And if we were Joshua, I think most of us, with the exception of Ernie, would be saying, how? Help! Isn't there somebody else? And it's not a big... What did Moses do when he first had God speak to him? God, you need to get somebody else because I can't speak. And God just kept working on him and working on him, finally brought someone alongside to help him. And then did you know that Moses got to the point that he was talking pretty good? He was speaking pretty good at the end. I think he had to get past some fears. He had a few things that he had to overcome. How many of you know we can help people overcome fears? Amen. By walking with them through stuff? Amen. Amen. We can help people. Isn't that crazy? We can help people by just walking through stuff with them. Amen. Together. So, Joshua said, how? Verse 8, this book of the law. I like to put it this way. This book of my word. How many of you know we don't live under the letter of the law anymore?
That's right.
It's the spirit. We have a relationship thing now. Stuff radically changed when Jesus Christ died on that cross and was raised from the dead. I tell you what, that's why we have an old covenant and that's why we have a new covenant. You know, and I just like this book of the word, God's word. This book of my word shall not depart from where? Your mouth. Everybody say mouth. How many of us could get God's word in our mouth? Is there anybody in here who can't get God's word in your mouth? So we all can. Amen? Well, glory to God. You ought to get happy right there. Because we read the end of the verse, right? Shall deal wisely in all the affairs of life and have good success. What comes prior to that? Getting his word in our mouth. This book of my word shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Now, let me do something. And don't think I'm preaching heresy or something like that. Amen? How many of you know it doesn't say, this book of the law shall constantly be read by you? I'm not preaching heresy. I'm just making a point. No, it's okay. I'm kidding. this book of the law, this book of God's word shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. How many of us can do that? How many of us can just get God's word in our mouth? Just start saying what God says. This is such good news. This is, you can, amen? You can say what God says. And I like what Bill Johnson said. He said this, say what God says, see what God does. And I can start saying what the Word of God says. Now, when I talk like this and when I'm everything, I'm not really talking about our confession to gain something, which is fine. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about speaking God's word as a lifestyle. I'm talking about saying God's word because that's what we live by. I'm talking about letting God's word get in our being and transform us. How many of you know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God? You want your faith to grow? Well, go ahead and keep hearing God's word. One way you can hear God's word is by having God's word in your mouth. How many of you can drive your car and speak God's word at the same time? How many of you can walk down the sidewalk and speak God's word at the same time? I mean, there are so many things we can do and have God's word in our mouth and be meditating on it. How many of us know what meditate means? I'd like just to take a little bit of time. What meditate means. Here's about the best picture. It's a little crude maybe, but it's a really good picture about meditate. Anybody ever seen an old cow? What's that old cow doing? Chewing its cud. What's that mean? We had a discussion the other night about who in here, we got some ranchers in here, somebody's going to have a clear answer. How many stomachs does a cow have? Four. Cow's got four stomachs. What's that food doing? That food goes from the mouth down to one stomach, comes back up. Yeah, Woo! We don't like it so much when it happens to us, do we? No, we get heartburn. Yuck, that's nasty. But that's what that cow is doing. That's what meditating is. Take God's word. Get it inside you. Bring it back up. Chew on it some more. You know, God's word is referred to as food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every miracle that God does for him. Yeah, every word. I'm not against miracles. In fact, I'm in favor of them. I love to hear about Marge's healing. Amen? I love to hear about those things. I love them. But the Bible doesn't say man shall live by miracles. The Bible says man shall live by the Word of God. There's life. It's food. Feeding on it. So back to that meditation. Back to that muttering. That old cow just chewing its cud. Swallows down into one stomach. Back up. What's that old cow start doing? Just going over it again. Why? Because there's more nutrients in it. There's more life in it. So what's it do again? Swallows it. Brings it back up again. Into each stomach. Wow. Wow. How many of us can meditate on God's word? Can just meditate. Just start speaking his word. The written word and the word he speaks to your heart. Part of being a doer of the word, and it's interesting, shall meditate on James. We don't have to turn there, but over in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, it says, but be doers of the word. But be doers of the word. Can I ask you a question? Don't push this off to the side either. But how many of you, when you read that verse of scripture, but be doers of the word, think it goes along with, and it does, goes along with physical action? You know, like doing something with your hands, like walking somewhere and telling somebody about Jesus, but it involves some kind of physical action, some kind of labor, some kind of work. Well, it does include all those things, but it also includes having God's word in our mouths. This book of the law, this book of my word, shall not depart from your mouth. What I love about this, how many of you want to go out with joy and be led forth by peace? We have everything we need in order to be able to do that. And it's such a simple thing. It is such a simple thing. It's just filling up our mouths with God's word and meditating on it. You know, I have all kinds of little things that I say all the time. I'm generous. I'm a generous person. I say that over me. I say that about me. Why? Because it's in the scripture. And the scripture talks about being generous. The scripture talks about a fellow who waters will himself be watered. I want to be a generous person. I say that to me. I'm a forgiver. I forgive people. I forgive people. I forgive people. What am I doing? I'm meditating on God's word. I'm meditating on God's word. I'm feeding. I'm feeding. I'm led forth by peace. Hallelujah. I want you to do something. I got a few minutes. I'm going to wind this up here. How important God's word is. I want you to think about something. Wanting to figure out how to get there. Here's what God put in my heart for today. One of the things to do is you take a place in your life where you want to go out with joy and be led forth with peace. You take a circumstance, you take a situation, take something that's going on in your life right now that isn't full of joy and that it isn't full of peace, and find God's word to speak about that situation, that circumstance. And like I said, I'm not talking about getting something to have a possession of something. I'm talking about speaking God's word over my life to change my life. This is how I live. I like to put it this way. How many of you remember the woman with the issue of blood? She came up behind Jesus and she touched the hem of his garment. And there's four things in there that are so cool. One, she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. How many of you know when you hear the word of God, you're hearing about Jesus? Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when I hear the Word, I'm hearing about Jesus. And I'm going to believe the Word. I'm going to accept the Word. Amen? She heard about Jesus. Then she wouldn't stop saying. She wouldn't quit saying. She wouldn't let go of the Word. She just kept speaking the Word. And not only did she keep speaking the Word, but then she made her way through that crowd. She got to the hem of Jesus. She touched it, and bam, just exactly what she said happened in her life. She was made whole. She was made well. And Jesus stopped. Who touched me? And the disciples, what? You see all these people pushing you and everything else, and you ask who touched me? But she touched in a different way. She touched in faith. And power went out of him and into her life. And out of those scriptures, I just like to put it this way. There's four parts to confession. You know, four aspects in the Christian life. One is to hear God's word, to hear his written word, to hear his spoken word, to hear. Number two, to get it in her mouth. Get it in her mouth. Number three, put action with it. Number four, believe it. And you know what? You put those four together and that becomes the lifestyle of a Christian. Put them all together. That becomes our lifestyle. That becomes how we live. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What word does God have for your situation? Start speaking it. Start speaking it. Is this connecting with anybody? Because I don't feel like I'm describing it as well as I want to. And I'm a little disappointed with myself right now. I don't have a good illustration. So if we're connecting, that's awesome. Okay? We're connecting. So I need you to do something right now. Because there's going to be something that happens in the future. I want you to think about that situation that's going on in your life, whatever it is, and then think about the Word of God that's going to apply to that situation. Make note of them. Implement it. And then in the future, I want to hear the testimony. Because I can guarantee you one thing here in this church. Do you know we just didn't gather together today to have, you know, to get together and spend an hour and a half, you know, da-da-da-da-da and that? How many of you know there's supposed to be so much more than that? We come here, we receive, we grab a hold of things, we take them out of here, and we go do them. Anybody in here want to be a better soul winner? You want to be a better soul winner? What if your confession became this? I have received the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my witness is good. Therefore, my witness is bold. See, that's what Jesus said in Acts chapter 2, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you to be my witness. Okay? So if you want to be a better soul winner, what if this was your confession? The power of the Holy Spirit has come upon me to be a witness for Jesus. What if you said that about you all the time? What if you just spoke that over you? Well, you just made a habit. You just got that word in your mouth and you muttered it all the time. What do you think that would do to your witness? What do you think that would do to your faith? That's a good illustration. I like that one. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So please, think about a place in your life. We had a lady down in Rushville, and one night I was teaching along these lines, and just about, you know, Kenneth Hagin Sr. used to always say this, find scripture that covers what you're praying for. Find scripture where God's promised you that which you're praying for. So we taught along those lines. And we had this lady, I can't remember her name. Have you been able to come up with it? Lorraine. Nope, that was Lorraine Thomas. So Irene. I came up with it. And she's retired. She was a single gal. Late 60s, 70s maybe. And every Wednesday night, she would bring a treat. That was her giving. She would give to the church every Wednesday night. She'd bring cookies or cake. And we'd always have cake and ice cream and stuff afterwards on Wednesday night. And I taught on this particular Wednesday night about what do you believe in God for? And let's find scripture to cover it. And I said, if you need help finding scripture, raise your hand and I'll come sit down and visit with you.
there were probably 25 of us there, and she raised her hand, and I went down, and I visited with her, and I said, okay, what is it that you're, what's going on? What do you have need of? And she goes, well, I need new siding for my house. This is a retired lady. Fixed income. New siding for the house was probably somewhere over $2,000. And don't pick on me for what I'm about to say. Don't apply it to all ministers, and please don't misunderstand it. How many of you know when you do God's word, you get blessed? Can we just keep it that simple? When you do God's word, you get blessed. So we're talking, and this is not always my first question, believe me. And those of you who know me, you know I'm not like this at all. But we're talking, and she needs new siding for her house. And I just said to her, do you tithe? It's not normally a question I ask, but I just asked her. It just what's came up inside of me. Do you tithe? She goes, no, I don't. And I just said, I recommend you start. Just be a good idea. Now, how many of you know her tithe was not going to be massive? Not in the budget of our church. It wasn't going to be massive in that. But how many of you know it was going to be massive in some other ways? It was going to be more massive for her than for the church. Far more. Far more. Catch it? Catch my heart? Hear what I'm talking about? I wasn't so concerned about the church. My concern was for her. You're blessed when you do the word. You know, there's a word right there, a lot of people. They don't take that word. They don't apply it. Anyway, I always say, yes, I can do it. Yes, God, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Yes, God. Okay. Starting to get quiet in this charismatic church. But just, she said, okay, I will. This is crazy. 2 weeks later, she comes to church on a Wednesday night with goodies. And she goes, Pastor, I just want to tell you, my house is re-sided. Within 2 weeks, her house was re-sided. Wow. Wow. How many of you will take God's word and get it in your mouth? Meditate on it. Because something that happens when we meditate on it, it impacts our life. And we find ourselves doing it. Glory to God. Man shall not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. How many of you do that? Please do that. Please do that. Think about a circumstance in your life. You know, Isaac and Colleen getting married in a little bit. Isaac could start confessing over himself, I am the world's greatest husband. Mm-hmm. He could confess over himself, I love Colleen as Christ loves the church. He could speak that over himself. What kind of impact do you think that'll have on their marriage? Gigantic. And if Jesus waits somewhere down the road 75 years from now, we'll be celebrating their anniversary. Well, I won't. I'll be gone. But there'll be folks celebrating their anniversary. And Colleen can say, I've got a husband who has loved me like Christ loves the church. And that's because she is so sweet and wonderful and perfect and will never do anything that's difficult or challenging. That was your place to say amen. Amen. But do you catch my heart? Catch what I'm talking about? Get God's word. I have received power when the Holy Spirit came upon me. Therefore, I am a witness of Jesus. I love my wife as Christ loves the church. I forgive. I forgive. I'm generous. I'm generous. I'm kind. Here's one I'm working on. I am swift to hear and slow to speak. I'm swift to hear and slow to speak. Amen? Amen. I think it's making sense. I think we're getting there. Take your life. Take your life. And apply God's word to those areas and aspects of your life where you want the word of God having its way. Because when the word of God has its way, that means he has his way. And I want him to have his way in my life. And there's a bunch of us in here. We lived life I did it my way. And how'd that turn out for us? Not so good. I spent time in jail. Didn't turn out real good. Then I got born again. Then I got into the Word. And then God did a miracle. Bunches of them. He caused her to take me back. Happy day. I actually ought to say happy days, because there's been a lot of them. Amen. Glory to God. I think we've gotten a point across. I think we've gotten a... Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all go ahead and stand up. Amen. What song do you have for us, honey? 10,000 Reasons. Oh, that'll work. 10,000 Reasons. 10,000 Reasons. 10,000 Reasons. 10,000 Reasons. 10,000 Reasons. How many of you in here have a, well, let's put it this way. How many of you in here, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I do this every Sunday and I'm never going to stop doing it every Sunday. How many of you in here know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you leave this world, you're going to heaven? I mean, how many, you know that. That's absolutely settled. That's settled. That's written. That's written in a book in heaven. You know that you're going to heaven when you leave here. Well, the book of 1 John tells us that you may know that you have eternal life. I know that I have eternal life. I can say that standing here because the scripture says that you may know that you have eternal life. I know that. I know that. Amen? Now, for all of you that raised your hand saying, yeah, I know. And I couldn't see if every hand went up or not. But for those of you that raised your hand saying, yeah, I know, how is it that you know? I heard Jesus. You know, Jesus. Jesus died on a cross for me. He took away my sins. I confess him as my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Therefore, you shall be saved. That's it. That's it. It's not that I'm almost good enough or just barely good enough. It's none of that. It's Jesus and Jesus only. That's what it is. It's Jesus. It's not something you get by works. It's not something you get by being good enough or nice enough. You ought to say, thank God. It's by the love of God and the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you're in this place today and you've never said yes to Jesus, you can. You can. We're going to pray in just a little bit. I'm going to invite folks to come on up for prayer. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to confess Him as Lord and Savior, and you never have, you can. You can come on up. If you have prayer for, you want healing in your body, come on up. We'll pray for you to be healing, to have healing. You need just peace. You just want someone to pray with you about something. Then there's people here that'll pray with you. And so Marge and Brian, if you guys will come on up. Jan, you want to come on up this morning? Thank you. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get done praying. And as soon as I get done praying, please do whatever you want to do next, whether it's come up here for prayer, whether it's stand and worship God for a little while with the worship team, or whether it's head out the back door and make your way down to fellowship. Do whatever it is you want to do, okay? Because kind of like the service isn't over, but it's officially over. You know what I mean? Because up here, this is important stuff right now. But we want people to be free to take off and go do what you got to do or worship or whatever. Amen. And please do fellowship. And all of you who are visiting, if you're here visiting today, those of you who are, we always have more than enough food. We always have too much food, okay? There's an abundance in this house. So please, if you want to go downstairs and visit and fellowship, do that. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, I just worship you right now, and I thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the truth of the message, and I just thank you for the simplicity of it. But I thank you also, God, for the magnificent, incredible, undescribing impact and effect that it'll have on our lives, how it'll change our lives, how we will go forth with joy, we'll be led forth with peace and will go out with joy, Father God. There'll be a rest. I just thank you for it. I just thank you for it. And Holy Spirit, right now, if there is a person in here who's never said yes to Jesus, reveal to their heart, I ask you, that Jesus is who he said he is. And let them know that in him there's life and life more abundantly. And it's good. It's good. It's really good. And he's not going to condemn. Jesus didn't come to condemn. He came to save. He's not going to condemn you. That's not Jesus. He's not going to condemn you. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to love you. He's going to receive you. And then, Father, for miracles and healings, just thank you for that. So I ask you to bless the food downstairs, bless the fellowship, the rest of our days, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.